I've run out of questions now, but is there anything else that you wanted to say about doubt?
Well, I think I ought to say how it all folded up in the end, really.
Yes, yeah.
And that's important. The reason really was simple, that we got to the stage where electronics started to come in. When I was in America at one time, I came back and I said the Americans are getting really away with electronic controls. We ought to think about this. And eventually we did. We had a tie-up with Smith Industries and we started to do work with them. But unfortunately, there was too much inertia in the company. And another problem was that George Doughty believed a cobbler should stick to his last. If we were going to have a talk about electronics, he was there going to be at that meeting. He did have Ultra Electronics, of course, yep. And they did some work for us, but it was all quite basic and simple. Mm. But the problem was, you see, our control system was all mechanical, and it had to be, because that's all we got. Mm. But, you know, if you go over to electronic controls, like these little bloody things we put in our pockets, that would run a gas turbine engine. And so if you have the controls like that, the only extra weight you've got is the pump, which you've got to have, and a control valve that goes with it. But that's about that much. So the company would, even if it went on working, would have dropped to about a tenth or 5% of what it was before, because there's hardly anything really to do. If it's just a gear pump and a control valve, well, there's nothing. Anybody could do that. I could have done it myself.